One in five small businesses in Indiana will have to permanently close by November without another round of federal loans, according to a small business advocacy group. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports the organization is urging Congress to pass additional Paycheck Protection Program loan funding.
The National Federation of Independent Business estimates more than 80% of small businesses that received a PPP loan have used all the money already. The PPP program was designed to keep businesses from permanently shutting their doors due to COVID-19 by issuing forgivable loans to keep employees on payroll and pay rent. NFIB Indiana State Director Barbara Quant says lessons learned from the first round of loans show there needs to be more effort to get it to the mom-and-pop stores.
It needs to be something that's targeted for the smallest, small family businesses that are not going to make it without it.
Quant says the organization is advocating for other measures, including businesses being protected from COVID-19 liability lawsuits and regulatory protections. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.